You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, what you guys do this weekend?
So, Friday night was a fun night because we went to a magical faraway land for the evening. The land of Parker, Colorado. Watch out now. Loaded up the kiddos, took them over to my parents' house with the dog and said, they're all yours for the night. And we went out to Parker. I've got a buddy that lives out there that has been bugging us for a long time to come out and check out some of the little venues down there. So we met him and a handful of some other people out at the Wild Goose Saloon and listened to a little band called Kentucky Straight that was out there, country band that I've been wanting to see. And we danced and danced and danced and had some good food and some really good drinks. And just had a hell of an evening. It was nice to get out and just blow off some steam, hang with some buddies, and hang with my lovely wife. It was a really good night. We basically closed the place down. I mean, it was like 1 a.m. or something when we finally decided to leave. And Josh, bless his heart, was still able to drive. So, of course, we reverted back to our 21-year-old selves and said, Taco Bell! So we all loaded up in Josh's truck, and he took us through the Taco Bell drive-thru at 1 a.m., and we loaded up on Nachos Bel Grande and went back to the hotel where we were staying and sat in the lobby for another 45 minutes and just joked and laughed and had a good time and ate freaking Taco Bell.
That's great.
But I will tell you, Dom, that it has now been a couple days of recovery. I am fully in that age now. I'm 44 years old where it takes at least 2 days to recover from one fun night out.
Sure.
It was rough going for a little while. Like Saturday, we were just useless. We just laid around and did nothing. And then yesterday, mm-hmm. we had to get, you know, back at it with the big Father's Day festivities. But yeah, easily 2 days now, easily. The highlight of Father's Day was just, you know, hanging with the fam, exchanged a few gifts. Dad did burgers. The highlight, though, was my sister brought over waffle cone bowls. So they're bowls that are made out of waffle cones. And then she filled them up with chopped up pieces of sponge cake with some whipped cream on top and a little Ghirardelli drizzle on there, the hot fudge. Holy crap, man. Tasty. Tasty
little dessert. Seems like you could take that and just wad it into a ball and just eat the whole thing. I mean,
you
know, the bowl
could.
Is edible.
The bowl
you
is
just
edible.
Just scrunch it all down into like yeah. a little golf ball size, and then just nibble on it.
Yeah. I've never experienced the waffle cone bowl, and I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. But it was a good weekend, man. It was good to get away. It was good to go have some fun. It's funny how, you know, Parker's 45 minutes from my house, man. I mean, I never get out there. What a charming little community that is.
Sure.
Just charming. Traffic mm-hmm. was a nightmare because of Parker days that was going on, but
right.
Charming. I like Parker. I could see living out there.
Good
at
people.
Some point.
Well,
good
you
people.
Could. You own a pickup truck, so you'd be allowed to move there. You
right.
can't
yeah.
move to Parker unless you own a pickup, preferably a white one. But if you got a white pickup, you're in.
Yeah.
They'll take you immediately.
It's nice.
You don't even have to pass the. You don't even have to fill out the rest of the application.
Yeah. Everything's so new out there, too, which is what I like. Like, everything's new.
Including all the new traffic that's out there.
So. Yeah, I mean, at one point, like, my buddy was coming to the hotel to pick us up, and he's like, this is generally an 8-minute drive, and he's like, today it's 30. I mean, it took him 30 minutes to get there, because
yeah, I have a big good friend, a dear friend who's lived in Parker for over 20 years, and they talk about how it's just the explosion of people, and the infrastructure wasn't built, you know, to handle that many cars and that many people, and they started putting in more and more apartment buildings and condos and townhomes and stuff like that. And it's just the roads couldn't handle it. They're starting to, I guess, do some work down there to try to alleviate. But man, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's that
pretty
way
though.
In so many different places. You know, what used to be charming and quaint and small, you know, as people discover it, boom, it explodes. And then you just, even where I moved.
And then you're singing it.
Even where I moved, I mean, there was like so few people. And just in the last 5 years, it has, I'll bet it's increased 20%, which again, with the roads, you're suddenly like, this used to be, you know, there used to be nobody at this intersection, and now I'm, you know, 17 cars back. It's like that.
Traffic.
So many, yeah, it's that way in so many different places. Well, happy late Father's Day to you then.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think our clickbait today will be some dancing. I posted a video of us dancing, so that'll be clickbait today.
Okay.